closure of that area. You won't allow for a heritage licence, something that your government has. The only time you reached out to Martin Kavanagh was after she went on media, that very morning. That's the reality. Twice she wrote to you. A young 14-year-old fisherwoman from the Arnmore Island, she watches from her bedroom as the super tankers sweep up fishing at her, and you prevent her from fishing with a line. You will not carry out the reassessment we want in terms of the evidence in relation to the closure of that area. You won't allow for a heritage licence, something that your government has blocked, legislation that we put forward. So let's call a spade a spade. You're the one that's blocking this. Now let's move to Maharorti. There is only one thing stopping. You talk about a need. The need is there. The boat is there. Young fishermen are fishing from there. The infrastructure is there. And the only person who's standing in their way from landing in the community where they were born, raised and want to support is you, Minister. You're deciding not to put pen to paper and to designate that pier as a landing pier for UK registered vessels. And why? Because you say the resources is not there. That vessel will have to notify the SFPA when they're coming onto shore. It's not that they're going to be onshore every single day. It's the idea of them just travelling a couple of extra miles, but you've decided to put your face against it because you do not understand. And you don't understand what is happening in your own community. There is absolutely no reason for you to do it. As I said, the SFPA had no problem going to Maharorti in the early hours of the morning on a Sunday on three occasions and boarding that vessel. But when that vessel wants to bring product and land it in Maharorti, you're telling us as the Minister for Fisheries that the SFPA do not have the resources to make the journey to Maharorti. That's hot air. I appeal to you on behalf of fishermen in my community to take out your pen, to sign the document to reclassify Maharorti as a designated pier that will support that community, that will support that vessel, and indeed could also support other jobs in that community as well.
Minister,
reply. I'll always tell the truth, Deputy Doherty, and you're not telling the truth here in relation to the response I gave to young Maureen Kavanagh, because I wrote her a handwritten letter explaining... Deputy Doherty, again, you're not telling the truth here. You might like to portray it as otherwise, but you're not telling the truth. I wrote her a handwritten note explaining the situation. Unfortunately, on that issue, as in many other issues in fisheries, Deputy Doherty, you and your party are an empty vessel. You have come forward with nothing of substance. All you try and do is exploit the situation and make it sound like you've something to offer when you've nothing to offer. As I say, I've seen no proposal whatsoever from you in relation to the pollock fishery, in relation to the hook and line fishery for pollock, anything other than look to exploit the situation. And that's, unfortunately, the reality we see with you on many issues, as in this one as well. In relation, then, to the designation of ports, I've explained the situation there. I've explained that I've designated 7 out of 11 in... or 7 out of 11 nationally is in Donegal. To have a UK-registered vessel, the vessel needs to be addressed and based, the owner of it and the operator of it in Northern Ireland. I believe in terms of the system I've put in place and the 7 ports I've designated in Donegal, it is meeting the needs that are there at the moment. We've put the resources in place for that and responded very promptly, I might add, in relation to addressing the particular need there that Brexit has caused as a result of the new regulations that have come in place after that.
Thank you, Minister. Deputy.
Minister, do not mislead the doll. Martin Kavanagh wrote to you in December, so Deputy. Don't try and spin Deputy. A lie. She's a 14-year-old girl. She wrote to you a second time. The parents were going on radio and you sent a note with a handwritten note Deputy. To her at that point in time. Don't try and mislead the doll. This is a young person who's standing up not only for her own rights, but fishing rights across the community, who's currently in Strasbourg Deputy. Because you're not doing your job.
You're out of order. Both of you... Please. Next question. Moving on to the next question.